Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm, clear morning across Israel. Tel Aviv is waking up to a bright day with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is also enjoying mild weather, perfect for a morning stroll. In Haifa, the sun is out, promising a pleasant day ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, hours of decision. Tense night in Israel after missile attack from Iran. This comes from Walla in earlier reporting. Also, Israel strikes Iran military targets after Iranian missile attack. Axios reported this earlier today, also this hour. The U.S. urges Israel to delay action on Iran as talks continue over a possible deal. Ynet provided this insight from earlier today. Separately, Trump urges Iran to make a deal following Iran's missile launch at Israel. Forward reported this story from earlier today. And finally, Trump reiterates his call for Iran to return to negotiations. This follows the missile attack on Israel, as covered by JTA from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. The conflict monitoring account Visegrad 24 posted earlier today that the Israeli Air Force has begun bombing targets across Iran. Israeli international news broadcaster I-24 News English reported that the Israeli strikes on Iran involved air-launched ballistic missiles. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, shared just minutes ago that Iran claims the IDF attacked several locations, with targets including UAV depots and the Iranian air defense system. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tension in Israel, a missile attack from Iran led to a high-level meeting led by Prime Minister Netanyahu. According to Walla, discussions focused on Israel's response, amid calls from former President Trump not to escalate and to encourage Iran to return to negotiations. The situation remains tense as the region awaits further developments. Turning to the military strikes, Israel launched attacks on Iranian military targets in retaliation. Axios reports this marks a significant shift in the conflict dynamics, being the first major military engagement since the April 8th ceasefire. The move demonstrates Israel's stance on maintaining security and deterring further aggression. Meanwhile, as the U.S. urges Israel to show restraint, Ynet indicates ongoing diplomatic discussions. The U.S. is concerned that immediate action might harden Iran's position in ongoing negotiations. This diplomatic pressure highlights the complexity of balancing immediate security concerns with long-term strategic goals. In earlier reporting, Trump called on Iran to negotiate following their missile attack on Israel. He emphasized the need for diplomacy, urging Iran to halt its aggressive actions and return to the negotiating table. This call underscores the global interest in de-escalating the conflict and finding a diplomatic solution. On the economic front, first, Sky lays off 20% of its staff, impacting about 10 employees. Kitech reports this is part of an AI-driven transformation of the company. Separately, Motorola Solutions has acquired Israeli drone defense startup Defend for $1.5 billion. Ynet Business highlights this significant deal, showcasing the value of Israeli innovation in counter-drone technology. And finally, a new study from the University of Haifa reveals a shift in how remote workers define happiness, while a business reports that, surprisingly, money and promotions were not the primary concerns, indicating a change in workplace values. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.